Well, it is so good to be back this evening, and I thank all of you for being here. And we thank Susan for being here. Susan is a visitor with us, and she's one of our steady visitors, I might add, and we do appreciate her every time she comes. Appreciate Brandon and Ellie and the kids and everybody that's here. We appreciate. Glad that Bill's back with us. Bill's been sick a lot. He's back with us. I want to talk to you this evening about something that we all have. That, of course, is a tongue. This evening, we're going to take some time to examine what the Bible has to say, and particularly the book of James has to say about the use of the tongue. Probably the most familiar of all Bible passages that deal with the tongue is found in the book of James in chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. And I'd like for you to come with me and let's read that together. James chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. That passage says, verse 5, "So also the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts of great things. Behold, how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, the very world of iniquity. The tongue is set among our members as that which defiles the entire body, and sets on fire the course of our life, and is set on fire by hell. For every species of beast and birds, of reptiles and creatures of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by the human race. But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison." How true. While this is a marvelous passage, my friends, that teaches us so clearly the dangers of not controlling our tongues, and we'll be coming back to it with quite a bit to say later. But this passage by no means is all that James has to say about the tongue. So in the beginning this evening, let's turn our attention to some of the other teachings that James sets forth in this small but mighty member. Look at James chapter 1 with me. James chapter 1, we'll read verses 5 through 8. "But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives..."